few hours later, E3 came in to deliver several messages as Lesserson was finishing his nightcap.
I am delighted to report that the ITO was successful at extracting the code from your guest, sir. Termination was immediate once the interrogator determined that the fellow was telling the truth.
Excellent news. While the Moth fully recognized the necessity for torture if information could not be extracted in a more restrained and less messy manner, he did not particularly care for it. Once he had what he needed, the torture had ceased and the subject had been eliminated quickly and painlessly. That was how civilized beings operated. Tell the YVH to dispose of the body in the usual manner.
Certainly, sir. Also, Senator Dreen is standing by on comm to report on her meeting with Senator Suldar.
Lesserson Boyd, by the first bit of news, was hopeful that the evening would bear yet more fruit. He accepted the comm the droid handed to him, and then waved E3PO out. Senator Treen, he purred, taking a sip of the delicious chalkroot liquor. I trust your evening was productive and entertaining both.
Indeed it was, Drickle. We all had the most splendid time. The Nerf steak was impeccably grilled, and I am delighted to report that the Wagnerian canapes were as delicate and flavorful as ever.
Glad to know the Indigo Tower has not suffered a decline in quality. He didn't mind the banter. Treen got right to the point if things were bad. When she went on a tangent about immaterial things, it was a reassuring sign.
Indeed, we must go there again sometime soon.
How was the company?
Charming, attractive, and every bit as ruthless and power-hungry as the rest of us. And very willing to be molded, it would seem.
Appearances can be deceiving, warned Lesserson. He took another sip, the liquid burning his throat in a most pleasant manner.
Don't I know it?
She chuckled.
However, Faust and I have been at this game almost as long as he's been alive, and I highly doubt he'll squirm away. Besides, he has far too much to gain.
What does he offer?
Well, as I said, he is quite charming, and he's making a superb impression on some of the other senators, especially the ones who are fledglings and who are a bit more timid and less ambitious than he.